I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There's been some blowback to Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagasti's decision to return to a traditional in-person election format for the November 3rd general election. She says that while her office does have enough money to cover a higher-than-usual increase in absentee voting, her office would need another $4 to $5 million to conduct an all-male election. She doesn't have the funds for that in her budget. Now, the left-wing political naysayers purport to be concerned that a traditional voting format would disenfranchise black and brown voters and would result in long lines. Some suggest the move back to a traditional election during a pandemic would significantly limit voter participation. So are there extraordinary problems with all-male in elections? A recent review found that there have been problems with delayed, misplaced, and missing ballots. Add to that a recent U.S. Postal Service memo that detailed budget-related cutbacks that would mean a significant slowdown in mail delivery, and that would have an impact on mail-in ballots in November. The memo suggested mail carriers might have to leave mail behind at distribution centers in order to make it on time to their delivery routes. Add to that the fact that the Postal Service has experienced rising delays during the coronavirus crisis. Republicans contend that states that abruptly transitioned to a vote-by-mail system saw elections plagued by fraud and infrastructure logistical nightmares. Democrats counter that security concerns are overblown and that enhanced ballot access is a worthy trade-off in any event. A worthy trade-off? In Nevada, about 6,700 ballots were rejected in June because election officials couldn't verify voter signatures. More than 18,000 ballots were not counted in Florida during the March presidential primary after many arrived by mail after the deadline. California election officials rejected more than 100,000 mail-in ballots during the March presidential primary. Over 70,000 missed the deadline mark, and over 27,000 either didn't have a signature or the signature didn't match the one on record for the voter. Secretary Sagasti made it clear that her office will make a applying for an absentee ballot online as easy as possible. In Nevada, there's no excuse required to request an absentee ballot. People had the same choice during the primary period. Also in Nevada, we have early voting for nearly 2 weeks prior to the actual election date, so people can choose the best time and place to take advantage of an early voting opportunity. The state has made early voting easy. The fact that during the primary, many people did not choose to either get an early voting ballot, an absentee ballot, or to vote early in person meant that many rushed to the voting booth on election day. Many of those people waited until very late in the day, just before the polls closed, and found themselves in long lines that lasted beyond the cutoff time. Apparently poor planning on the part of some voters. Now to the liberal point that in-person voting would disenfranchise black and brown voters. This is more than disgusting. This is the liberal pandering mentality to inject race into everything, and worse than that, they seek to infantilize black and brown voters. It's almost as if they're saying black and brown voters don't have the same ability as any other race or culture to vote early or get an absentee ballot. This argument borders on racism and should be considered an insult to every black and brown voter. Nevada's Secretary of State has come up with the most logical, practical, economical, and fairest methods of getting every vote counted. Now it's up to the responsibility of the voters to get behind a process that isn't broken and doesn't need to be fixed. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.